Welcome back. The Infinite Playlist of Geek Network is here, and we are ready to add the storiest of storiest tunes for your listening pleasures. I am your host. This week's theme are ballads. But first, let's get some intros done. First up on my bill this time, I have Keith.
Yo. This is a really difficult week for me.
Oh, for real?
This plays directly into my style of music, because I like sad shit, so this is a really hard pick.
Ooh, nice. I'm excited. And of course, up next, Young Crows.
Yeah. Ballads.
Ballads indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Ballads.
And of course, we have T-Dog.
What's going on, everybody? Sorry I missed last week. But yeah, I came here prepared for my favorite ballads. Big up.
Nice.
Big up.
Nice.
Another Rastafarian catcalls.
No, last week ended on a good note with The Temptations, which was just like for T-Dog, you know?
Right, yeah. Right. Man, oh, I heard.
Yeah.
So
it's beautiful. So yeah, we'll get you down onto our ballads, into our beautiful playlist soon. But first, let's talk about recommendations for the week. What did you guys listen to?
Okay, I'll start.
Okay,
so I've actually done a lot of actual music listening this week. So first I started to dive into some ska stuff.
Nice.
And what I want to recommend there is a band named Warsaw, or also known as Warsaw Poland Bros. A very dope ska band. I've seen them perform live a few times. Their most popular album I would recommend to people is their album Battle Ska Galactica. It is a really dope, just like classic ska. It's not like punk ska, it's more like classic ska. But it's during that ska punk era, so it's a little weird. But yeah. So check out Warsaw. Also today Freddie Gibbs and Alchemist dropped a new album called Alfredo, and it is fucking dope. Guest appearances from the Griselda crew and Tyler the Creator. Tyler the Creator drops a crazy verse over an Alchemist beat, which I always love just hearing him actually rap, because he's a really, really talented rapper. And other than that, also started to revisit Jay Electronica's album that he put out earlier this year, because that album's just fucking amazing. It's probably still my favorite album of the year so far. And then my last thing is I revisited the Selena Gomez album, because everybody just let that pass by them, and it's really, really amazing. So please listen to
Selena Gomez's album. I saw it on Twitter. I saw you tweet about it.
Yeah.
It was funny. We were recording earlier, and I was like, oh, no, he just tweeted about the Selena Gomez album. We're going to be talking about that tonight. So.
It's so good. I don't know. It's just like, it feels like it just like flew by everybody. It's like, this album is fucking great. Like, probably one of the best Kid Cudi features ever. It's like amazing.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Other than that, that's pretty much everything I've been listening to.
T-Dog, what you got in your rotation?
So a little peek behind the curtain here. This week I was engaged in the 10,000 K challenge. So if you don't know, there's a website called Platform Comics, and they were doing a challenge this week where you had 10,000 minutes or 7 days to make a completely brand new comic that's anywhere from 4 to 8 pages, and they would give you like a theme at the first start of the day one of the competition. So you had to make a comic in that theme and then integrate like a line of dialogue. So that's pretty much all I've been doing all week. So to kind of get myself, the theme I was given was a love triangle on a submarine. So to get myself in a romantic mind, I just listened to a whole lot of slow jams. And I came across a guy that I never heard of before, but Duran Jones and the Indications is the name of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a track called Isn't Any Wonder that is so effing dope. Just exactly sounds like old Motown. actually came across a song on a show I watch on HBO, but he sings in a really high voice. So, if you get a chance, listen to it. Really dope. Kind of reminds me of old, I'm trying to think of the band here. It'll come to me when it's not important anymore, but yeah. Isn't Any Wonder, Duran Jones and the Indications. So dope.
Oh, nice. And Keith, what'd you be listening to?
I did briefly go back to the Riz Ahmed album and listen to it a couple times. I was kind of in the mood for it. Still amazing. A lot of what I listened to is related to this week's theme. So technically, I'm just going to be listing my honorable mentions right now. listen to some Mumford & Sons.
Of course.
Yeah. Who I love, but I couldn't find the right ballad, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing with Twin Forks, the band I've talked about before, which is the side project for Chris Carrabba's from Dashboard Confessional, where it's like a folk band. I just love them, but they don't have like a story, so I kind of skip past that. And then one of my favorite singers, probably my favorite singing voice in music, that's still alive and kicking, is Amos Lee, who has some of the most awesome emotional songs I can think of. But again, not quite a ballad I was looking for. And then the last thing was literally 10 minutes ago, I listened to the new Skip Marley single, No Love, and I already really, really, really like it. And I'll be talking about it more next week when I can dissect it. So, oh, and I listened to the new Alanis Morissette single. It's called Reasons I Drink.
Of course.
So it's great. Yeah, so check that out.
Nice. New thing, honestly, I only listened to one new thing this week because, yeah, it's all going to be down on my honorable mentions. And that was Lady Gaga's new single in prep for her new album, Rain On Me. And I really fucking love this single, so I cannot wait for her whole, I believe it was 16-song album. Because, yeah, like the way I can describe the song is this song is able to perfectly catch up Ariana Grande all the way back to 2010 because it just has that vibe. And it was kind of like the only pair that didn't get to happen because Ariana was way too young back then. But it just has that vibe and it's actually executed very well. I really enjoyed the song.
Yeah, I actually listened to that too. I forgot to mention it. I enjoyed it. It was two pop stars that don't really fit, but then the album or the song was great and made sense.
Absolutely. So yeah, I'm excited for her album, Lady Gaga's. So yeah, let's get down to our beautiful, ever-growing playlist. This week was ballads. So story times. So bring it to anything and everything that just starts is able to tell a story. I'm also counting any and every conscious rap song because it's basically what they are when we get down to this specific definition. What do you guys have to say about ballads? Keith, you were mentioning that this is part of like your big part of your music library.
Yeah, as somebody who doesn't have a lot of musical ability, the most important thing to me is always lyrics. So something that tells a story is like a big thing to me. So I tend towards ballads. Also, I tend to listen to a lot more mellow stuff than you guys usually. And that also lends itself towards a ballad. And also, mm-hmm. I'm an oldies fan, which lends itself to a ballad. So a couple different things lend me that way. But yeah, it was a difficult pick this week. I had to really narrow it down, and I'm still narrowing down as we're sitting here. So
nice. I really hope you guys don't take one of mine because I like my picks.
I did a couple T-Dog. Extra just in case.
What's your take on ballads? Because you're also just like one of the older ones out of all of us. So how did you grow up with ballads?
Well, I am the child of Cholos, so all I listened to growing up were oldies. So it's pretty much what I grew up with, and then, you know, as a hip-hop head, I gravitate more towards the conscious side anyway. So it's pretty much my entire music library. So when I tried here and trying to narrow it down, I got down to the main three I think I'm going to go with tonight, and then a couple of extras just in case we have some overlap, because I think that's actually a pretty good chance with this group that we could have some overlap here.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, Crozen. Yeah, yeah, of course, you were the one that had to ask, do conscious rapping songs count? What's your take on ballads?
I love them. I love stories. like, I think I get more stories out of music than I do than any other medium that I consume. I really I really enjoy music. Like, music's like one of my like passions other than video games and stuff. And yeah, I was just, there's like so much I could choose from for this particular topic. And I'm like still going in my head of what should be the final like two, because I have one lock in. But we'll see what happens when it comes to music.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. No, I have to point out, it's just funny when Crozen said, you know, I like ballads, I like stories being told in music. My mind immediately flashed back to a conversation me, him, and Josue had 2 days ago where he asked, is because I got high a ballad? Like, it's the first thing that popped into my head. Like, I like stories, and it's like, it's because I got high a ballad? Like,
that's like multiple stories in one song. Like, how can you not like it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It was just comedic, like, perfection that moment in my head. I was like, excellent.
And that's the beauty about ballads, because they can be parodies, they can be ballads of, obviously, of love songs, rock and roll, heavy metal ballads are some of the greatest songs of all time. And then, of course, hip hop and rap and R&B gets their slice of the cake too. But for some reason, they're just not really called ballads as much as like they fit the definition of it. Right. So yeah, without further ado, let's get down to our beautiful playlist. I'm gonna go with my first one being my Spanish track, but I'm gonna combine it with my rock and roll and somewhat heavy, especially because these guys were definitely punk rock for their very very early times. Let me pull out my list so I can start typing them down. My first one, Spanish track, is from this beautiful classic band called El Tri. And my first song is going to be Triste Canción. Triste Canción de Amor is just such a fucking banger. It just has some of the best lines. Like, because, of course, if it talks about a her and a him, we're in, baby. And it literally opens up with, ella existió solo en un sueño. Él es un poema que el poeta nunca escribió. Mwah! Beautiful. Who are these two beings? Into my favorite, one of my favorite lines of all time, being shit. Oh my god, I lost it. Yeah, él es como el Dios, ella es como la Virgen, y los dioses les enseñaron a pecar. Ah, what a beautiful line too. So yeah, it's still about these two lovers. They're almost like a forbidden love, and it's just a sad song about love, but I love it so much. And it's a classic, so yeah. El Tri, Triste Canción de Amor, for the first one. Keith, do you want to go next?
I can.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so my first one is probably the most traditional actual ballad of mine. And I'm breaking a personal rule of mine by adding the same band 2 weeks in a row. But I have to. It's the Decemberists.
Ooh.
And the song is the Mariner's Revenge song. This is literally a story set to music. And it's a fantastic story. Basically, it's about like a young soldier, and he comes across a widow who has like a young son. And he sleeps with her, and like basically he uses her. He runs up a gambling debt and leaves town. And she's left behind with the gambling debt. It breaks her. She gets sick. All this stuff. She dies, and her son. Basically, she tells her son, "Promise me you'll take care of this guy." And so the son spends his whole life looking for the guy and finds him. And that I'm not going to give you the details because it's amazing. But it is a bit of a longer song, but it's fantastic. And it's got it's like I said, very much a story in the way that there's actual dialogue in the song, not just lyrics. So, but it's so good. It's the first December song I ever heard, and it's what hooked me on them. And it's absolutely wonderful.
Fuck yeah, nice. Crozen, what's your ballad?
All right, first one. I'm go on the hip hop side of it, as I usually do, and I'm picking an artist that I was very very big on in high school. And his name is Charles Hamilton, and this is from his album Well Isn't This Awkward, which is a entire album dedicated to his obsession with Rihanna.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, so it's like about 10 tracks, and every song is just like a, it's, it's, the album is a story of a young musician trying to get into the to the upper class so he can go meet of this girl who is quote unquote Rihanna. And the album closes, the last two songs of the album are a song called In Case I Don't Get Her and In Case I Actually Get Her. And the song I'm picking is the song In Case I Actually Get Her, which is just a very beautiful sample, a very beautiful song, and it's just a song of him just like laying it all out there for this person. And it's like really, really good. It's a really, really great song.
Fuck yeah. Nice. Okay. And then T-Dog.
Okay. So all of this ones I picked for my top three all have fond memories attached to them. That's the only way I could try to break it down as far as what I like. So the first one will be the first song I ever smoked weed to, and that is Hotel California by the Eagles.
Excellent.
So ooh. I remember being a young child smoking for the first time to this, and it was, it's to this day, still one of my favorite songs. I know it's a very basic bitch kind of song to pick, because who hasn't heard of the Eagles in Hotel California? But still, just one of those tracks that's always going to be in my rotation, always going to be one of my favorites. And this is a song that always brings up good memories for me. Great story. I mean, obviously, I doubt I need to say anything with this one in this podcast, what Hotel California is. But yeah, great, great song. One of my favorites.
Nice.
That's really funny because I was thinking when we got this category, the first song that popped in my head was Hotel California. Yeah. And the reason is when I was in seventh grade, I was in a creative writing course.
Uh-huh.
And my teacher was like, she taught us what a ballad is, and she's like, everybody bring in the lyrics to a ballad. And I went home and I was like, I wasn't really into music at that point, you know, kind of. I was listening to Nirvana, you know, that's not a ballad. And I asked my parents, and my mom's like, oh, the Eagles do ballads. I'm like, all right, cool. And I brought the lyrics to Hotel California, which are not seventh grade appropriate for the record. So, right. Yeah, I always think of that when I think of the word ballad. It's the first thing that pops in my head because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I figured that, you know, that this would have a good, strong possibility of overlapping in someone. So, well, you know, since I only picked it first, I'm going to throw it out there first. So I figured it would be on here, one or the other.
Nice.
Looks excellent. Great, great song. It was about time that song had to be in the playlist anyway. My next ballad is my love ballad, since you guys put me in that mood. Mm. And this is going to be a pop love ballad. By one of my favorite groups of all time, yes, and that is Spice Girls with the song Too Much.
Oh my
Too
God.
Much is a great fucking song, and one of the reasons is why it just showcases who the real singer was, which was Sporty Spice. All the other ones needed help except for Sporty Spice, which is why every time you kind of see like their videos or even in the movie and they're singing their songs, when it gets to like the solos, it's an eye opener to see who was singing the real parts, and that's always Sporty Spice. Like,
right.
her parts in the verses when it's like, "Well, my dear, you know that he pleases me, but short term solution ain't no solution. There ain't no release for me." God, it's just so good. I love to like a fast, catchy little like hook like that. Oof, too much. No, I'll sing it later by myself. Right. Yeah, Too Much by the Spice Girls. Excellent fucking song. That's why I didn't count them my guilty pleasures, because fuck, no, I love them way too much. next is Keith.
All right. I have to make a decision here. Mm-hmm. Something's getting cut from this list.
Ooh.
Okay, I know what I'm going with next. I'm going to go with the band Vampire Weekend.
Ooh, good band.
Who is on the playlist, but not this song. This song, the first time I heard it, I was emotionally affected and had to sit down and think for a while. Because I just thought it was... And it's nothing like it related to me or anything like that, but it tells such a beautiful story if you listen to the lyrics. And the song is called Hannah Hunt. It's a story about a young couple. And it's kind of... how do I describe this? I read a review of it, actually, that described it as an independent film as a song. And I think that's a really good description. But basically, him and this girl, Hannah Hunt, are moving from Providence to Phoenix. and basically it's about their journey and about how, like, he was like, he seemed to like it more than she did. And when they were like, there's a line in Santa Barbara, she cried amidst those freezing beaches, and basically, like, she really didn't enjoy going. And the chorus has, like, just some really good, like, lines, like, if I can't trust you, then damn it, Hannah, there's no future, there's no answer. Like, it's just a really good song, and it's just really atmospheric and melodic, and it's off of Modern Vampires, which I think might be their most successful album. It's definitely my favorite album of theirs. So, yeah, Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend.
Nice. Fuck yeah. Little Crows. Oh, Young Crows this time. What do you got for me this time?
All right. I'm going to do another hip-hop song. And this is not only a song I love, but also, like, one of my favorite hip-hop beats of all time. And a song from this album is actually already on our playlist, so this is going to be a different song from that same album. And I'm going with Mos Def's Miss Fat Booty.
Yes.
Fuck yes.
One of the greatest love songs ever written.
This song,
I don't know about love.
It's about booty, it's about love.
This song's fucking amazing. Like, this song's fucking great. Yeah. Just a three verses detailing Mos Def's encounter with a woman, and it's like fucking amazing. I love the beat. I love Mos Def's, like, flow on it. It's just an amazing hip hop song and amazing story behind it as well.
It's so great, dude. Like, the whole thing, like, he approaches her and she blows him off, and then she finds out who he is. She's like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, it's great.
And that is one of my all-time favorite beats too, Crows. And thank you so much for putting this on there, man. Epping love everything about this album.
Right? Yeah, it's just so great. So yeah, so Miss Fat Booty by Mos Def.
Yeah, and the sample for it's really great too.
Yeah,
the vocal so sample. Good. Oh my god, it's so good. Like, yeah.
All right, T-Dog, what do you got after that?
Well, the funny thing is that was actually on my list, so that's one of the reasons I picked Extra. So,
get out.
Oh wow,
nice.
Good job, Chris. No, like I said, that's one of my all-time favorite songs, man.
It's great.
Yeah. So then, in that case, I'm going to go to what my next pick would have been, which actually is also a hip-hop song by one of my favorite hip-hop artists by the name of Aesop Rock. And that's his song "No Regrets."
Nice.
I believe it's on the Labor Days album, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But yeah. So this song, if you haven't heard it, is him telling a story about an artist named Lucy. And the first verse is Lucy, you know, as a little girl, just, you know, drawing all over the neighborhood on the sidewalk with chalk, and how she didn't have any friends, nobody talked with her. She was always polite and respectful to people, so people would be like, "Hey, Lucy, you know, do you want to come, you know, to the birthday party?" She's like, "No, I'm busy, thank you," and she would just spend her time drawing. And then the second verse is Lucy as an adult who is now an artist and, you know, kind of does her own thing, you know, stays by herself and kind of has a boyfriend who's also an artist, and they kind of don't necessarily have, you know, a marriage or anything like that. It's just them occasionally hooking up in between them working on art together. And just her, you know, again, people, you know, coming by her flat and asking her to come to, you know, parties or hang out at bars. And she's like, "Oh, no, I'm busy, thinking about it," and just spends her time drawing and, you know, painting. And then the last verse, she is in a rest home. And, you know, she's obviously by herself, never had kids, can't draw anymore because, you know, she's too old and can't paint. And she just has a room filled with all of her drawings and paintings that she's done throughout her life. And then, you know, the nurse comes in and, you know, is giving her medication. And Lucy, you know, goes and tells her, like, "Hey, I've never had a dream in my life, because a dream is something you think about and never do. I've been an artist since day one, and I've lived my life exactly how I wanted." And then she kisses, like, blows a kiss to all of her pieces, and, like, you know, and then she dies. So, one of the most beautiful tracks I think any MC's ever written. Really great. If you have a chance to hear it, just showcases how good an MC Aesop Rock is, how good of a storyteller he is, and just such a good track. So, yeah, No Regrets by Aesop Rock.
I was muted. My bad. I was talking the whole time.
No worries.
So yeah, So honorable mentions time. I got to keep my last track, so thank you guys for letting me have it. So yeah, honorable mentions. I really wanted to have Cemetery Gates on here, but I knew that this love should have been the Pantera song. So I was like, I'm not even gonna fight with those two because I love those two songs so much. But then I had to brush them aside because of another honorable mention that almost made it on here was In This River by Black Label Society, which is an ode to fucking Dimebag Darrell from Zakk Wylde, which I fucking love the song.
Yeah.
And it's so touching. I can't listen to it a lot because it does get to me. It's still, after all these years. Yeah, and even watching like the music video, like the only music video available, it's so grainy because it's like footage from like 10 years ago or over 10 years ago now. It's just funny. But seeing those two kids or just the song really gets to me. But for my actual last ballot, it had to be a hip hop song or a rap song, just to kind of get my full circle. But I couldn't have like my actual ones, like with Atmosphere. I could pick any of them, another honorable mention, right. But his Sad Clown number 8 isn't available anywhere, which has You Make Me Wanna, and God, it's such a great song. So I couldn't have Atmosphere, and I wanted to have like a mix. So there's another guy you should really listen to. I shouted him out before on SoundCloud. His name is Najvi Yexi. He's the one that did like the cross between Because the Internet with Kendrick Lamar songs, and he has this one called Keisha's Plight. It's super fucking good for Keisha's song. But since I can't have the great songs I want because the copyright bullshit sucks, my last song is still, and that's where I ended. It had to be a Kendrick Lamar song, and I'm going with probably one of his greatest stories, and that's going to be Sing About Me. Which I kind of get a loophole and get two songs out of it. But it's mainly because of Sing About Me. It's such a great song. And I know it's just so dark and just so heavy, but it's honestly one of my favorite songs to smoke out to. Like, the beat is just so chill and relaxing with the guitar, and just like, I can just have Kendrick just like take me away.
And that means a lot to me too. It's one of my smoke out songs. It'll be on my list forever.
Yeah, for real? Yeah, it's just so fucking good. Like the simple guitar and like the snap little the fast little hi hat, like, can't beat a simple beat like that. But yeah, Sing About Me, Kendrick Lamar. Keith, what's your last ballad?
Oh God, okay. I'm gonna give two honorable mentions to the same band. I was torn between two songs by the same band, and now I'm not going to use either of them, which is stupid. That band is a band that is not on this playlist yet, and yet is probably the biggest band in history, and that's the Beatles. My favorite Beatles song is I've Just Seen a Face, which is really great. It's upbeat, and like I love the beat of it. It's a very unusual beat for a song, so... It's just really fun to listen to. And then my other one I was debating with is The Long and Winding Road, because it's just the most like touching, beautiful lyrics ever. But I just have trouble because I stretch to define that as a ballad, and the one I'm actually picking is straight up a ballad. And it's a band that needs a little bit of respect and might be a little redundant with one of my earlier picks, but I don't really give a shit at this point. I'm going to go with the Lumineers. And the song I'm going to pick is Cleopatra. Mm-hmm. I have a crazy obsession with the Lumineers album that this song comes from. I think I've talked about it before on the show, but I'm going to do it again. On this album, which the name of the album is Cleopatra, by the way, the first, say, 5 songs are one giant ballad. And it tells the story of a girl through her entire life. And so the story is, and you get most of the meat of the story in Cleopatra, the song. She's a young woman. She's in love with this really nice, rich guy. And her dad dies. And while she's in mourning, he's like, let's get married and run away. And she felt the loyalty to stay behind, to stay there and be with her family and to mourn properly. And he took it as her rejecting him, so he ran off and married someone else. And then she ended up marrying somebody she doesn't care for, has a kid, and just goes through her entire life, from her being like a child all the way up to her being like an old woman in a nursing home. And the video for it, is specifically the Cleopatra song, is really good. It's her driving a taxi as like a middle-aged woman. And the actor and actress that play her her young love and herself play passengers as well. And there's like a line in Cleopatra where it's like, where it talks about the passengers in the taxi remind me of you and all this stuff. Like, it's a really sweet song. I highly recommend, if you have a chance, go on YouTube. There is a video. They made a full video for all five songs, so it's like a mini movie. It's like 20 minutes long, and it tells the whole story of Cleopatra, and it's just really amazing. And there's also a really good interview with the lead singer after he wrote that song, where it's actually based on a true story. He heard a story about a woman, they had a taxi driver or something, and she told him that story about, you know, being proposed to while her father was, you know, basically during her father's funeral and stuff. So yeah, I have to pick Lumineers. I gotta give them respect.
Dope.
Yeah.
So a cousin.
All right, honorable mentions. Honorable mentions. I got what is also an A$AP Rock song that I was almost gonna pick, mm-hmm. and that song is Blood Sandwich. That song was off his latest album. It's basically a song about his two brothers. His younger brother, he tells a story of a time his baseball coach brutally murdered a mole during a baseball game.
Christ.
And then the second verse is about his older brother, who was a big Ministry fan, but his parents were religious, so they would not let him like go to the concerts or anything, and it like kind of like fucked with his brother. So it's a really good story, hip hop story. And like T-Dog said, he's just a very, very good storyteller. He like paints a very, very vivid picture. But the song I'm going to pick is actually a song by the Mars Volta, and
nice.
This song is Televators. This is off their first album, The Louse in the Crematorium, which is basically a story of a man who tries to commit suicide, but ends up in a coma. And while in his coma, he goes on this grand adventure, basically to the point where he eventually turns into this godlike figure called the Motiliata. And the reason I picked Televators is because at that point in the album, Televators is a song about him actually getting out of that coma and dealing with real life, and it's about him not wanting to be in real life anymore, and because he feels like he needs to get back to that adventure. So basically a story of him contemplating suicide or some type of harm to himself again, so he can re-enter that place in his head. And it's just a very like mellow, slow acoustic song, just a Cedric and Omar on guitar. It's just like a very, very, very beautiful song, but it's a very, very sad song, and I fucking love this song to death. Like, Mars Volta's, I just want them to come back already, but who knows when that's gonna happen. But yeah.
I'm surprised they weren't on the playlist already. That's a band I would have figured we'd put on there already.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I agree, man, because I fucking love Mars Volta.
Yeah.
Yeah, be a cousin to be up for that one much earlier, but picks gotta picks, cuts gotta be cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, happens to me all the time. And so yeah, T-Dog, how you want to close this playlist out?
Okay, so I'll throw out my honorable mentions here too. So the first I want to do is one of my all-time favorite artists, and by the name of Carole King. So Carole King was artist back in the day. And my favorite song of hers is Too Late, just telling the story about, you know, this couple that, you know, is trying to make it work, but it's not, and it's too late, you know, it's tried everything, it's just not going to work. And one of my all-time favorite hooks, like, if I get that hook anywhere now, I will stop everything I'm doing and sing the hell out of it. So yeah, Carol King, Too Late, one of my honorable mentions. And then my other one was Miss Fat Booty. So Frozen took care of that. So thank you. That's on the playlist. And then I'm going to go with the one that I had the hardest time deciding whether or not I want to keep this as a ballad. And I decided, fuck it, I think it does count, and I love the song, and that is Fuck You by CeeLo Green.
Excellent.
So, one.
I love CeeLo. I love CeeLo. I think he's a great musician. He was a great rapper. You know, I've liked him ever since, you know, the old school days when he was the Dungeon Family and, you know, back in Goody Mob and all of that. And this song just kind of hit on, because I think when the song came out, I had just broken up with my fiance, and, you know, I was pretty, you know, pretty upset about it and kind of in a bad place. And then the song came out, I was like, you know, yeah, fuck you. Fuck him and, you know, everything that's going on. Because, you know, if you haven't heard the song, stop everything you're doing, pause the podcast, go listen to it. Basically just saying he's heartbroken, you know, he loves this girl, he didn't make enough money for her, you know, she's off with someone else and kind of flaunting it around town. And, you know, it's just like, you know, no, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck her too, you know. If I was richer, I'd still be with you, you know. Like, everything that everybody kind of feels after a breakup. So, this song hit right when I had a bad breakup, and it just kind of stuck with me since then. So,
fuck
so, yeah. See the line.
I get buck wild with this song in the car, like, with the voice and everything.
The top of my lungs, dude. Even the part with the breakdown, she's like, why? You know,
yeah, exactly. No, speaking of Carole King, it's awesome that you brought her up, because like I have that it's Too Late Tapestry on vinyl. It was gifted to me, and it's such a great album.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Like, I've bought that on every medium that's come out so far. So I have it on vinyl, I have it on CD, I have the MP3 on my iTunes. Yeah, man, I freaking love that. That was so good.
Ending it with Bucky on the playlist. I love it. cool. Yeah, great picks all the way around. Yeah, it'll be fun adding these. So up next, we have our new releases. Keith, you got them ready.
I do. Not a lot this week, but there were a couple singles that jumped out at me. I guess Britney Spears has a new single out.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I think it might be one. Is it Mood Ring? That's one of her other songs, right? I think it just might now be streaming. Also, Dolly Parton has a new track, so I'm definitely listening to that.
Because
she's a killer songwriter. Like, I Will Always Love You, she wrote that song. Like, yeah. That's one of the best songs ever, basically.
I love Jolene, too. Like, that's one of her other
songs. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Jake Bugg has a new album out, or a new song out. Lil Yachty has a new single out.
It's bad.
Is it?
Well, it is Lil Yachty, so.
He's only a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's a decent coach. Anyways, we're talking video games. Wrong show. Robin Thicke has a new album out called Forever Mine, which is the saddest title I can think of for a Robin Thicke song, considering his wife dumped his ass.
Fuck Robin Thicke.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so,
yeah.
I want a tangent, and this is...
Go for it.
Somewhat music-related, somewhat... you could probably say this is a TV show, quote-unquote, but... me and my girlfriend just binged the rest of the other seasons of Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah?
And Robin Thicke is a judge on there. And I just want to say that my hate for him probably like quadrupled since watching that show.
But have you seen Real Husbands of Hollywood?
What? Yes, I have.
Yeah. That is the only thing that won me back on him. Yeah.
When he gets mad, he turns into Terry Crews. that shit was hilarious. Okay.
Anyways, I'm upset that Mitch never caught on.
Yeah. Yeah. That show was great.
I tried,
though.
But nobody. Yeah, it was, man. That was too funny.
Last single is the one I mentioned earlier, Skip Marley, called No Love. Check it out. It's great. Now, as far as albums go, I didn't see a lot. I saw a Diplo album. Indigo Girls are apparently still going.
And the Lady Gaga album.
I was going to say, the big one is Lady Gaga. The Chromatica album that just came out that does feature that Ariana Grande duet. So, definitely that's going to be something that most people are going to want to check out. Also, I did see one more thing.
Yeah, the surprise that slipped one for me was the airborne toxin event. I just found out came out like 2 weeks ago or something like that.
It's like 3 weeks ago almost.
3 weeks ago, yeah.
And then they're doing a 40th anniversary of Permanent Waves by Rush. And I love anniversary albums, so I'll probably give that a shot.
Oh, yeah. And T-Dog. Boonbury put out a new album. We weren't here for that. From Eres el Silencio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has a new album. His solo shit. So, yeah, I'm listening to that one, too.
Okay. Nice. Joe, what's up
now? But, yeah, that's pretty much it for new releases.
I want to give a shout-out to a single that just came... first I mentioned earlier, the Freddie Gibbs and Alchemist album came out today. Alfredo, check it out. Also, check out the... I saw that Necro put out a new single called Contagious. If you're a hip-hop head, that's something to probably check out. Necro's always dope and funny and just really good hip-hop.
Nice.
Cool.
One other thing I'll put out there, too, is I'm an old hip-hop head, so I don't know if you've ever heard of Camp Lo, but Camp Lo just put out an album with Pete Rock as a producer called 80 Blocks from Tiffany's. It's freaking sick.
No shit, really?
Yeah. I just saw it because I follow Pete Rock on Instagram.
Yeah.
And so he just like posted a picture of the album cover. I'm like, holy shit, the whole thing's on YouTube too if you want to, you know, listen to it before you buy it. But yeah, Camp Lo and Pete Rock. Yeah. I had no idea they were even collaborating. I had no idea Camp Lo was still doing stuff. But yeah, it's dope.
Cool. Well, all right then. Almost wrapping it up here. Keith, you want to spin that roulette for what next week's theme is going to be?
Next week's theme is going to be... Wow, we just added it this week to the list.
Ooh.
Instrumentals.
Instrumentals.
Nice. Yes.
This is going to be very difficult for me.
Can I get my album on Spotify before this?
The most important thing to me about music is lyrics, so we'll see.
Oh, really? See, for me, I kind of listen to the beat before I can, like, kind of register lyrics. Sometimes I love a song way too much, and I listen to the lyrics, and I'm like, wait, I kind of don't like where the song is going. I want to go back to not knowing what the song's about.
Yeah. As a producer, and I know Krozen probably can't with this, but the beat's the first thing I hear.
Yeah.
And I'll even like a whack song if the beat's still.
Yeah. So fuck yeah, this should be fun. There's a lot of never mind. Okay, cool. This is gonna be so much fun. I'm excited. Sweet picks to come back next week. Thank you guys for being here. I love adding all these songs with you guys. Of course, the playlist is on Google Play, iTunes. Yeah,
Apple Music,
and Spotify. Of course, our podcasts are everywhere you can listen to podcasts too. We have a great website, geek-network.com, and all of our Twitter handles are gnpodcasts.com. That's with an S at the end. Please follow us everywhere. We have dope shit that we post out there. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this great, great playlist. See you next week.
This has been a Geek Network production.